Greetings, this is Agent K coming to you live from GangstersOut.com. Today we're going to talk about the Big House Crew, a term that the Hells Angels use for Hells Angel members and associates who are in prison, who've committed a crime and are locked in prison. Now, locally, the whole idea came up with Daryl Wilcox from Kelowna. You know, he's arrested in prison, found guilty of cocaine trafficking, and is now awaiting sentences. He was caught with 18 kilograms of cocaine, which, as we know, is to be used to sell this crack, and which we know, you know, it just destroys and wreaks habits on our communities. You know, it creates a lot of highly addictive, highly destructive, and it creates crime, it creates violence, and it destroys the lives of the people who are addicted to it. So being a crack dealer or a crystal meth dealer, which is even worse, is really nothing to brag about. So here we have, you know, guys who get arrested for drug trafficking for the Hells Angels, and somehow they try to spin that and make it look noble or glorious, and they're saying, oh yeah, remember this brother in the Big House Crew. You know what, bragging about a crack dealer or a crystal meth dealer is really ridiculous. And it just, you know, reinstills the fact that, you know, jail nowadays is simply a detention for kids who never grew up. You know, in a civilized society, you know, people, you know, basically embrace the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated. And people who have a hard time figuring that out are the selfish and greedy ones who want to take advantage of other people by stealing from them, by stealing cars, by stealing motorcycles, by doing B&E, stealing their property, assaulting, robbing, creating violence, and of course, you know, selling crack and profiting from that. They want to make more money so they can have this big, huge drug dealer boat or this big, huge SUV. You know, the obsession with materialism is very artificial and ridiculous. Pretending in some way that that's noble or something to look up to is absurd. Now, when I see a lot of these drug dealers who are in prison, you know, jockeying and posing and taking pictures of themselves and posting on Facebook and try to impress each other and impress others, you know, it really looks silly. You know, it just looks like kids who never grew up. And it's really sad, really, because obviously they're bored, they got nothing to do, but it's just sad what they prioritize. I can't help but get the image of kids sitting in the corner with a dunce hat cap on. You know, we're idiots. We never grew up, and we can't fit in normal society. So we're in the dumb house crew. We're sitting here with dunce caps on, so people can laugh at us because we don't know how to interact as mature, responsible adults in society. So here we're just like a bunch of idiots, acting like idiots, and we're members of the dumb house crew. Now, that's basically how I see it, and, you know, the thing that kind of blows me away was this other case in Winnipeg. We've talked a lot about the Winnipeg Hells Angels, how they have a huge list of drug convictions for trafficking cocaine and crack, how the Zigzag Crew was a puppet club, you know, for them who sold crack, and not only did the Hells Angels profit from the crack they sold, but the Zigzag Crew had to pay the Hells Angels protection money, so there was a double dip thing there. So we've talked about that, but, you know, we've talked about how Dale Donovan, known as Deli, and Sean Wolf were kind of the ringleaders of that particular organization at that time. And subsequently, you know, there's like Facebook groups and that crop up, you know, free deli. And I just had to laugh when I thought that because that's absurd. I mean, he's not a freaking political prisoner. He's a crack dealer. Why are you trying to make him like he's some kind of noble political prisoner when he's not? You know, he's just another freaking crack dealer. You know, and the violence that they caused and created, especially in Winnipeg, the drug war they created by killing one of their own in the LHS, Loyalty, Honor, Silence puppet club, they killed the president of that so the Ontario Hells Angels could take over the drug trade in another smaller town in Ontario. So they created a drug war. You know, his friends that got upset, understandably, and they crossed over to the rock machine. So, you know, creating that kind of betrayal for greed is nothing to look up to. You know, so this whole concept of free deli I found is absolutely absurd. Now, more recently, while I was looking at all the crack cocaine charges of Hell's Angels in Massachusetts, evidently, Massachusetts is now discovering the wonderful world of crystal meth, and the Hell's Angels are the one that's brought it there. There's recently been that, well, not too recently, it's, you know, since 95, 96. So there's numerous convictions of the Hell's Angels, you know, running the crystal meth in Massachusetts and on the East Coast. And that has huge, huge impact. You know, crystal meth, let's just stop for a second. We know how bad crack is. You know, we make fun of crack dealers, we make fun of crackheads, we make fun of crack hoes. The physical damage that drug does to a human body is astonishing. You can see, it's just like, wow, it's amazing. It just destroys a person's physical appearance, their body, their mind. It just messes people up. Well, crystal meth is worse. You know, crystal meth is made from Drano. You know, it's highly addictive and it's highly toxic. It's poisonous. And you can see numerous, you know, videos of before and after cases of people who've been addicted to crystal meth. You know, they're physically waste away, physically transformed, the scabs all over them. It's really sad to see that happen to a human being. So I just want to be clear, when we hear a lot about the Hell's Angels getting caught in the United States selling metaphines. Back in the day, metaphines meant speed, but now when they talk about metaphines, it's a new drug, and it's really crystal meth. And like I said, crystal meth is made from Drano. It's highly toxic and highly poisonous. Now, on the blog, we've talked a lot about the difference between a grow-op and a crack house or a meth lab. And, you know, a grow-up, you know, stereotype, it's in a nice house, a nice neighborhood, and when a grow-up gets busted, all the neighbors say, wow, we had no idea, you know, whereas when a crack house get busted, all the neighbors are like, finally, thank God, you know, this place has been disgusting, the traffic around has been 24 hours a day, the drug dealers, they're disgusting, you know, all the crime and violence and theft is just off the hook around the clock. So when a crack house is busted, people know what a crack house is. Now, a meth lab, it's not quite as much traffic necessarily as a crack house, because they're not necessarily selling it out of there, but when you go inside a meth lab, it is revolting. You know, it's disgusting. The toxic chemicals, first of all, the chemical process to make crystal meth is highly explosive. There's a very good chance of it creating an explosion, burning the house down, and creating a risk for the neighbors in the area. In addition to that, it's highly toxic. You know, in Langley and in suburbs, we see, you know, people dumping toxic chemicals out in the public from a meth lab. The toxic chemicals that meth labs create are absurd. You know, so there's a lot more damage from a meth lab or a crack house than from a grow-op. You know, it's pretty clear. So anyways, I just want to make it clear that when they talk about meth in the United States, this new drug, they're talking about crystal meth. We've seen it here. You know, Carrie Ryan or Renault, whatever, he was a meth cook in Surrey and Abbotsford, and he was convicted of large scale operation cooking meth for the Hells Angels. We talked about Russell Penner, the Kelowna cyst, who is involved with a large meth lab in Kelowna, once again for the Hells Angels. And just before or after Christmas, last Christmas, the Outlaw Motorcycle Gang Unit in Vancouver, they busted a large meth ring in the Vancouver area that was connected to bikers. And we know when they say connected to bikers in Vancouver, they're talking about the Hells Angels. So crystal meth and the Hells Angels kind of go hand in hand, and it's a bad drug. It's a poisonous drug. It's not like smoking a blunt. It destroys people's lives, and it's nothing noble to look up to. So anyway, so having said that, Greg Domi, he was the president of a chapter of the Hells Angels in Massachusetts, and he received a 20-year prison sentence under the Drug Kingpin statute. He was a drug kingpin in crack cocaine, crystal meth, and regular cocaine in Massachusetts. Now, once again, we need to clarify that this isn't just somebody who happens to be a member of the Hell's Angels that gets caught breaking the law. This is the chapter leader, and he was also the Salem chapter leader, Salem, Massachusetts chapter leader of the Hell's Angels, and he was also at one time the East Coast president of the Hell's Angels of all of East Coast, and he's seen on the Big House Crew website, you know, pictured with Sonny Barger, you know, who, you know, some describe as the American legend. You know, that is absurd. Sonny Barger, American legend. Sonny Barger created this drug trafficking network that is poisoning our society. While everybody else is pledging allegiance to the flag, he's pissing on the flag, pissing on the Constitution by destroying the nation, A, with the crack, which, you know, poisons people's lives and creates a lot of crime, but also the money laundering and investment fraud that go along with it, which are crashing banks. That's doing more damage to our countries than any foreign government and foreign invasion has ever done. So Sonny Barger is not an American legend. He's a traitor and a tyrant. And it's pretty clear when he's posing with a convicted drug dealer like that, because he's profiting from the sale of crystal meth. The organization is profiting from the sale of crack. And we really need to understand that when we start wearing these support shirts, we're saying, you know, I support, you know, Charles Manson. You know, I support Clifford Olson. You know, I support the Hell's Angels selling crack or crystal meth. It's really absurd. And I think a lot of people, you know, they get blinded and they see the motorcycles and they see the camaraderie and they think, oh yeah, there's nothing wrong with riding motorcycles. Riding motorcycles is awesome. You know, riding motorcycles in formation is awesome. You know, the brotherhood of an MC is awesome. But changing that into a drug dealing network destroys it. It destroys it for everyone. And, you know, some people say, well, I don't ask about that part. Well, you need to ask about that part because these people are selling crack to our kids and turning our daughters into crack hoes. And, you know, my next podcast is going to be about the Hell's Angels and prostitution. And people get all up in arms, oh, you can't say that. That's slander. Well, no, it's not slander. And yes, I can say that because the Hell's Angels do own brothels in Las Vegas and Amsterdam. And they respond with, well, you know, it's legal there. I know it's legal. I didn't say it wasn't illegal. I said the Hell's Angels are involved in prostitution. And, you know, case law, Las Vegas, Amsterdam, Hell's Angels own brothels there where it's legal and they profit from prostitution. So that is a true statement. It's not slander. But then we have Otis Garrett, the missing link between man and animal, the missing link between Hell's Angels and illegal prostitution. The Otis Garrett is recognized also on the Big House Crew website, you know, one of Sonny Barger's personal friends who's serving time because he ran a prostitution ring in San Francisco called the Love Nest for the Hell's Angels. And he was also later convicted of murdering Margot Compton after Otis Garrett was convicted of running a prostitution ring in San Francisco for the Hell's Angels. The woman who testified against him to put him in jail was murdered along with her twin 7-year-old daughters. Now murdering someone's 7-year-old daughters, that's really messed up. And then bragging about that to other people and trying to use that example not to be an informant, you know, snitches get stitches and end in ditches. Let me tell you this, killing someone's 7-year-old kids, that's deranged. There's nothing there to be respected. Feared, yes. Respected, no. It's really deranged. And I think now, finally, this information is coming to the surface. It's coming public. Now people are beginning to finally see, hey, wow, this is really bad. This isn't good. And that's why I think it's really important for you to understand, like, this whole thing about wearing a support shirt. When you support that, you're supporting, you know, I support 81, I support the Hell's Angels, or I support, quote-unquote, my local 666, which means the local chapter of Hell's Angels. They believe that term is synonymous. So when you say, I support my local 666, you're saying you're supporting, you know, crack dealers and baby killers, you know. And to me, that's not acceptable. It's just absolutely absurd. Now, just one word about the prostitution. Adam Hall, he was a sergeant in arms, also in Massachusetts, Pittsfield chapter of the Hell's Angels in Massachusetts. Adam Hall, you know, he has a whole list of charges. He's in and out of prison, and most recently, he's charged with him and his associate, that idiot. He's got these freaking implants in his head, devil horn implants. Now, it's like getting an L tattooed to your forehead. What kind of guy playing with a full deck is going to get devil horn implants. That's stupid. It doesn't look hardcore. It doesn't look scary. It looks ridiculous. This is like, you're a freaking idiot. So not only does he have a devil horn implants on his head, he has the number 666 tattooed to his forehead. It's like, you've got to be kidding. Is this guy ever going to grow up? I mean, when we were kids, you know, we used to listen to, you know, Iron Maiden, 666, Number of the Beast, and it was just a joke. You know, Vincent Price, woe to the earth, and see, you know, it was just a joke, right? But for a grown man to get the number 666 tattooed to his forehead, that is stupid. You know, it just looks dumb. You know, how are you going to get a job, right? You just look like an absolute idiot. So you really got to wonder if these guys are playing with a full deck. Anyway, Adam Hall's associate with the devil horn implant and 666 on his head, he has been charged with assisting Adam Hall in murdering one of the witnesses who are going to testify against him. So now here's the deal. You know, Hell's Angels keep saying, oh, we don't sell drugs. You know, we just ride motorcycles. We're not involved in forced prostitution. We just ride motorcycles. Then as soon as someone testifies against them and convicts them, then they kill the witness. Well, wait a minute. You are involved in those things. So really, you're liars, and nobody likes a liar. Okay? And testifying against someone for running forced prostitution or for selling crystal meth or crack, that's not being a snitch, that's being a responsible citizen. You know, turning your head and looking the other way, that's being, you know, a snitch or an idiot, you know, or being irresponsible. You know, reporting that kind of conduct to the police is being a responsible citizen. So anyways, the point I'm trying to make is most recently when I've gone into all this garbage about the Hell's Angels selling crack and crystal meth in Massachusetts, and the president of the Salem chapter gets incarcerated for 20 years under the drug kingpin rule, then all of a sudden people recognize him on the Big House Crew website, you know, trying to think that this guy has done something noble. And there's a website and Facebook group starting up saying, free Greg. And you have, like, these people getting their picture taken by Christmas trees with this 81, support 81, free Greg t-shirt. Just like, are you insane? Like these are adults who are, like, completely out of touch with reality. You know, do they really support, you know, the damage that crack and crystal meth does to human lives? Do they really support the murder of Margot Compton's 7-year-old twin daughters? Because that's what you're saying when you wear a support shirt like that. I think what happens is, you know, because the local 666 worships the father of all lives, I think they're very convincing liars. You know, compulsive liars, but convincing liars. You know, even people within the organization are only told things on a need-to-know basis. So people outside the organizations, everything is denied. Everything is denied. So, you know, maybe some people are just doing this out of ignorance. I don't know. But wearing a support shirt that says, I support 81, I support my local 666, you know, I support, you know, murdering kids and, you know, crack dealers and crystal meth dealers. That on its own is pretty messed up. But then, you know, to start this whole campaign, free Greg, the guy's not a freaking political prisoner. He's not freaking Nelson Mandela or Bobby Sands. I mean, give your head a shake. The guy's a crack dealer, crystal meth dealer. You know, he might be a nice guy, but what he did to get to prison was wrong, is bad. And we have to oppose that if we're going to support, you know, our country. You know, if we want our countries to prosper, we've got to stop, you know, the crack and the crystal meth, which is eating our country from inside by creating crime, by destroying lives, and bankrupting our banks. When they laundering money is not good enough. They always connect investment fraud to that. And then when they start the investment fraud, they crash the banks. You know, most people think, well, if I'm laundering drug money, I'm going to make this investment, you know, make a good investment. But you can't trust people who sell drugs. Why? They're dishonest. And as they start money laundering, they also get involved in investment fraud, which ultimately rips people off. They rip off their investments, they rip off their pensions, and they crash banks, which in turn, you know, calls for taxpayer bailouts. So these kinds of crime are the biggest threat to our sovereignty than any foreign, you know, invasion has ever created. This is something real that we have to face right now. So when we say we support this kind of thing, I say, okay, you got to give your head a shake. You know, grow up and wake up, because that's silly. Now, I know in Boston there's a lot of Irish history out there. You know, the Boondock Saints movie that was kind of took place in Boston. But this free dummy website Insanity has the audacity to have a section on Irish history. Now, first of all, Dommy is not a freaking Irish name. I'm sorry, but it's not. And even if it was, what the hell do you know about Irish history? What the hell do you know about Bobby Sands and H Block and the Hunger Strikers? What do you hell about know about Michael Collins and the Easter Rising, or Patrick Pearse, or James Connolly, you know, the founding fathers of the Irish Proclamation, who gave their lives to that proclamation in the Eastern Uprising. They signed it with their pen, and they sealed it with their blood, because they were executed for signing that proclamation and for leading the Eastern Uprising, which ultimately led to A, Southern Ireland becoming first a free state, and then B, a free republic. Now, okay, Northern Ireland still isn't free, but it's very problematic because all the Protestants moved up there, and it's like, you know, 51% Protestant and 49% Catholic. Now, although we know it's not a religious war, you know, the Irish flag is green, white, and orange, symbolizing green for, you know, Irish Catholics, and orange for, you know, Protestants, and white for peace between the two. So we know it's not a religious war, but it just so happens that a lot of the Protestants in Northern Ireland tend to want to be part of England, Britain. So it makes it problematic when you have 51% of the people want to be part of England and 49% of the people want to be a free state. It just makes it problematic. But anyways, the point is Irish history, Irish was a conquered people, and they struggled and fought for their freedom. And the Eastern Uprising, you know, Patrick Pearse, James Connolly, the founding fathers of that proclamation, who signed that and sealed that proclamation with their blood, because they were executed by firing squad for signing that declaration and for leading that rebellion, which ultimately led to the freedom of the Republic of Ireland. That's a part of Irish history. And, you know, supporting crack dealers and crystal meth dealers is pissing on those soldiers' graves. It's absurd. It's not, you know, what Ireland's about. And supporting these white neo-Nazis, that's not what Ireland's about. When I was back in the day, you know, when West Belfast, you know, there was many political murals. One that kind of stood out was I'd always believed in the right to bear arms, taken after the American pledge and the American Constitution. And another mural that stands out in my mind is a picture of Nelson Mandela, and it says, "Happy birthday, comrade." You know, the real Irish in West Belfast supported Nelson Mandela and supported the struggles that he had against apartheid. They're not going to join a bunch of neo-Nazis who support apartheid, and that's what the Hells Angels are and do. You know, sure, they'll recruit a brother to sell crack for them, but when you look at the history between Mom Boucher and all these other guys, they're freaking neo-Nazis, and that's not what Ireland's about. That's not what Canada's about. That's not what American freedom is about. You know, when you talk about liberty, when you talk about pledging allegiance to the flag, when you're talking about preserving and upholding the Constitution, you know, Nazis, apartheid, that's not part of it. You know, and I think we need to remember that, you know, we need to look through the lies, the bullshit, the insanity. You know, we need to stop supporting crack dealers, we need to stop supporting crystal meth, and we need to stop supporting forced prostitution.